B-Pod Studios.
Coming up at 9:15, commercial free fall. That's 3 hours commercial free music. And our new no repeat workday starts at 9 right through 5 o'clock. That's good. Not going to hear the same song at all while you work.
Wow.
Why would you? There's so much great music to play.
Right.
So that's the way we look at it.
We have a lot of records here.
We do.
Yeah.
Records. I miss records. Okay. Earlier we did our morning court.
Yeah.
In case you missed it. So LBF was on trial today.
Yes, I was.
Because she neglected to respond to a text that you requested I send the other day. There was a Zoom meeting. You missed it because you were doing something with Planet Fitness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, hey guys, how'd the meeting go to Brian and me? And I just responded, talked to text, said, yeah, you didn't miss much. It was this, that, blah, blah, boom, boom. A couple of paragraphs, right?
Yep.
Got back to her pretty quickly, too.
I thought I did. And you didn't respond at all. And then?
Then he walked into the studio the next day and was like, did you get my text? And I said, yeah. He's like, what? No thanks? No, like, thumbs up? No nothing? And I said, what?
Exactly.
And he said, that I think that it deserves a thank you. And I said, I think you're a little needy.
Oh!
And well, now we're in court.
Now you are the plaintiff on morning court. So we threw it out there. Are you guilty because you didn't respond to a text that you asked for?
Asked and answered. Moving
right.
on.
Not even a
life
thumbs
goes
up,
by pretty fast.
Not even a K.
Not even a K.
Not even a K. So anyway, let's see how the verdict is for you, LBF. Would you like to hear from more jurors?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. ROR, good morning. Welcome to Morning Court. Who's this?
My name's Heather, and I think that texting etiquette needs to be edited greatly. Nobody says be right back. They just disappear, and they never answer anybody.
Yeah. So you'd say guilty?
It's so rude.
Yeah.
God.
I say guilty.
I say guilty. Oh, well.
There you go, LBF.
Well,
I mean, we got.
Just wait. Can I just say that, like, she says that we're all guilty. So if we're all guilty.
Yes, I think everybody is.
So
people will be in a back and forth conversation and then disappear for half the day and be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, and not say anything. Well, it'll just disappear.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning. Guilty. Greetings and salutations.
You know what? I think you're the 12th jurist to chime in with the guilty.
That's not true.
She's at least 12.
You're swaying the jury.
Guilty.
That's two guilty.
Greetings and salutations. We're all busy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Thanks, Amy. ROR, good morning. Welcome to Morning Court.
Morning. Is your case still open?
Yes,
Oh, she's guilty. Guilty.
Guilty.
The reason why is because she didn't respond. She read it. She could have put just a K, and you would have known she got the
That's
text.
It. That would have been sufficient.
I think a K is even worse than nothing.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
K's not great.
K's not great.
I think not responding is very, very rude.
I was playing hard to get.
Yeah. I mean, a K would have been fine.
The main thing here is you asked the question, and he responded. You should have been responded back and at least let him know that you got the text.
Man, so
that's how I feel. I know.
You're nicer than me. Let's just say that's the real truth.
You know what LBF wants to say to you?
What?
K.
K. Okay. DHS. Thumbs up.
K. Bye. That's it. Rest my case.
No.
Brian, you haven't chimed in yet.
I think that guy kind of nailed it. You got you solicited the information, so it was the solicitation that really gets you on this.
You asked me how the meeting was,
and you
I responded, and you never said.
Asked and answered.
Yeah.
But not
you're out of order. You're out of order. This whole court's out of order.
All right, Pacino. All right, gotcha. Guilty as charged. That's morning court, so that's good.
All right, I will respond to you now. Yesterday I responded, remember?
I don't recall.
Oh, my God. I responded to your text right away,
you
and it said, No, it didn't say K. Let me see. Well, there's texts I haven't answered.
Yeah,
I don't know. It said basically, thank you, Bob,
that's
so
how we do
much.
Thank you. That's how we
I'm
do
I'm living and learning.
That's right. That's great. All right, Brian. Hey, court apparently is still in session. Morning court is in session.
Really?
Lisa
Can
is
I get
on
a
the
stay?
Phone. Yeah, you have to stay. Because Lisa's on the phone. I think you're going to like Lisa.
Oh, good.
I think she says she agrees with you about not returning your coworker's awesome, well-thought-out, timely, whilst driving text that you didn't return. Let's see what Lisa has to say.
The other caller said, like, we're all guilty. I mean, leaving a text is not the same thing as hanging up on the phone. It's not the same as walking away from a conversation. And you know her. Why
exactly.
are you taking this personally?
Lisa, what's your phone number? I'm going to text you.
Albie and I are the same person. We should not be judged for this.
But right. I want to hear more about that. How are you and LBF the same person?
Well, I'm the same way with a text. It's not like a conversation. I do have to say, one time a girlfriend texted me basically saying, you won't believe this, I just won the lottery. And I responded right away. And she said, this is what I have to do to get you to answer my text.
We are the same person. We are the same person.
You know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not as important as a phone call or a face-to-face conversation.
Right. Although
Lisa,
I don't answer the phone.
We never answer the phone to you.
I don't know how you're related to LBF. I don't know. Second cousin, high school. Yeah.
No, but I'm also an LB, so there you go.
Both LBs.
Yes, yeah, see, there you go. We're both rude, busy, and have initials.
Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. You would answer me back if I won the lottery. It wouldn't be pleasant, but you would answer back.
I would.
Yeah, you'd be like,
I'd say K.
Yeah.
K.
K, what's for lunch? Yeah. Right, there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.